Never go to the post office again. In 1857, the SS Central, also known as the Gold Ship, sank with 9.1 tons of gold on board. Valued at $2.1 million, that is the modern-day equivalent to hundreds of millions of dollars, the greatest American treasure ever discovered at sea. Today, Noble Gold, a California-based company with a pristine reputation, has a share of these coins available to their clients. Over 7,000 gold coins, mostly $1, $5, and $20, gold coins from 1840 to 1857 were recovered from the SS Central America shipwreck. Most of these coins were from the Ship of Gold, were quickly acquired by private collectors when the coins were first brought to the market in 2000. Now Noble Gold's clients can get this unforgettable part of American history at a fair, affordable valuation. Contact Noble Gold and ask about the Kirk shipwreck deal. To receive this unique offer, visit noblegoldinvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Israel and Hamas have announced a ceasefire to end a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought life in much of Israel to a standstill. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced late Thursday that his security cabinet approved the Egyptian-mediated proposal. Hamas quickly followed suit and said it would honor the deal. Earlier, the two sides accused each other of terrorism in speeches at the UN. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki said Israel is the occupier.
What would you do if your territory is occupied, if your people were displaced, if your people were killed, detained, arrested, and persecuted? How can an occupying power have the right to defend itself when a whole people under occupation is deprived of the very same rights?
While Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan said critics of his country's military action in Gaza ignore Hamas's stated objectives.
We are not seeing a defense of the goals laid out for the UN, but rather an indifference to Hamas's charter, which, like the Nazis, is committed to the genocide of the Jewish people.
Officials said the ceasefire would take effect at roughly 2 a.m. local time. Forecasters expect yet another busy Atlantic hurricane season this year, but they say it won't be as crazy as 2020. Thursday's forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts 13 to 20 named storms. It says 6 to 10 of those will become hurricanes. It forecasts that 3 to 5 will be major hurricanes with winds of more than 110 miles an hour. That's more than the average year. But it's not like 2020 when forecasters had to dip into the Greek alphabet for names. On Wall Street, the Dow by 188 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With mass vaccination sites closing next month, Clark County health officials plan to offer shots at middle and high schools during the summer break. The move is an effort to get more teens vaccinated. Local health officials have announced that vaccination clinics will be offered in June and July at four schools each day, or 16 per week. They'll then double back 3 weeks later for the second doses. The vaccination plan comes just 1 week after the federal regulators cleared the Pfizer vaccine for children between 12 and 15 years of age. Since then, about 6,000 local 12 to 15-year-olds have gotten that first dose, about 3% of those eligible in that age group. The Las Vegas City Council approves a $628 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year. That begins on July 1st. City officials say the spending plan will be much brighter than last year when the full effects of the COVID-19 outbreak were felt. The new budget restores 72 previously unfunded positions. Entertainers continue to announce their return to Las Vegas as country superstar George Strait has announced his return to T-Mobile Arena. That's August 13th and 14th. Tickets are on sale at straighttovegas.com. That's straight as in George Strait.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting some heavy volumes right now on Interstate 15. Your bumper-to-bumper is southbound at Russell. Slow 15 south at Sahara. North 15 at Hacienda. You'll touch the brakes as you work through there. And look out for a crash. 515 westbound. That's at Eastern. Several vehicles there on the right shoulder.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, May 20th. We're inching ever closer to the weekend, and we are inching ever closer to the end of the 81st Nevada Legislature. 11 days left. We are into week 16, and no better person to have on the show than Daniel Honcharu, our friend and the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. That's Nevada Policy Research Institute, and he joins us from Carson City. Daniel, good news. We've got a wide open, 100% capacity legislative building, and nobody, I'm sure, is happier about that than you are.
Well, it is fantastic news, but you are correct. We're seeing some fulminations from the left about how it's being played out. Let me put this story in context. We owe this reopening of the legislature, in my opinion, to Annie Black, freshman assemblywoman from Mesquite, who has every single week, it seems like, made some impassioned speech for the legislature to be open to the public, to follow the science, and she's been berated and lambasted by the left every single time she's done it. She did it again yesterday on the floor. She matched off with Frierson, saying, if the CDC says we can do it, why aren't we doing it? She was censured or the equivalent, but a couple hours later, what do you know? The LCB changed its policy and adopted CDC guidelines. So, yes, this is, in fact, the first day that the building can operate at 100% capacity, but there are still restrictions therein.
Do you still have to get an appointment to visit with a member of the Assembly or the State Senate?
You no longer have to get 24-hour authorization or an appointment. You can enter the building freely if you are, quote, fully vaccinated, and that means you have to wait 14 days after your last vaccine shot. My bad luck turns out that I will become, quote, fully vaccinated May 31st, the last day of the session.
So
great for me.
But explain what that means, though. It means you got to go through testing, on-site testing, and all kinds of things, right?
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. And so, I've been unwilling to go through these protocols to date. I think they are tyrannical and archaic, and they do not follow the science. So, yes, right now I am directly outside the Ledge building. I am not fully vaccinated, but if I wanted to walk inside, I would have to walk a few blocks south, get an on-site test, wait around for an hour, and then walk in. I'm not willing to do that. I can make better use of my time. So there are still restrictions, and those unvaccinated, even with a good COVID test, must still wear masks inside.
Unbelievable. I'm just curious about what changed, because Frierson, the speaker, Jason Frierson, was threatening Annie Black with taking away her voting privileges. That doesn't seem very fair.
Well, and let me tell you about a couple of developments that have happened on the assembly floor in just the past couple hours. As I understand it, Annie has been censured of some type again. She has lost her voting rights. According to the Democrats, because she violated rules by not wearing a mask, even though CDC guidelines are out there, because she, like Jill Dickman, were unwilling to show their, quote, vaccine passport to the government, right? And I completely understand that point of view. So there's even more drama being added here. And we'll see where it takes us. But I continue to applaud Annie's efforts here. She's been lambasted by the left and by some of our state's most notorious journalists, in my mind, for ridiculous reasons. What she did yesterday was really a policy win for all Nevadans who are interested in the legislative process.
Man, it's great stuff. And we played the clip from a couple of days ago, and it was just awesome. Annie Black, speaking truth to power. But if she's censured and she can't vote, then that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all.
That's not a good thing, but let's be realistic. Her vote isn't going to matter on the broad majority of big bills going forward, which will pass on party line votes.
Yeah. 11 days left, 16 weeks gone in the session. What is there left to do now? What happens from here on in?
So we have, the legislature has, begun and is finalizing the budget reconciliation process during Ways and Means. They're in finance, trying to prioritize which proposals which require new funding have merit and which do not. We'll see the budget chaos play out as we typically do in the final week of the session. Now, one of the big things that's kind of thrown a curveball here is that the legislature has actually put forth a bill that seems to finally revise Nevada's K-12 education funding formula, something, you know, that people have been talking about for decades in the state. The bill is Senate Bill 439, and the most important component of that is that through this bill, we're able to offer an additional $500 million to K-12 education. So now there is absolutely no need for additional taxes giving that. Now, that fact notwithstanding, there are still calls, and there are murmurs, rather, around the Ledge Building that there is some bigger tax deal being negotiated. It would involve the mining tax and the gaming tax, which will be on the 2022 ballot, most likely, unless something changes during the session, and school choice. And NPRI's position from day one has been no new taxes of any kind for any reason. We have plenty of Fed money coming in, et cetera. The only place where we would embrace a tax increase such as mining is where it would come with a major school choice component, a major expansion. If that's being brokered behind the scenes, I would favor that. Shy of that, no, we do not need any more taxes in this state, and we're going to see a lot of that budgetary chaos play out next week, as it always does in the final week of the session.
Well, I'm just curious though, the two bills that the teachers unions wanted to bring forward for a vote, either passage by the legislature or to the people for a vote, are we going to get to vote on it?
Well, you're referring to the Clark County Education Association's two tax initiatives, one of which would increase the sales tax to create about $1 billion in revenues, and the gaming tax would be increased to create about $400 million of additional revenues. Both of those are now scheduled to be on the 2022 ballot. There has been some suggestions that maybe the teacher union actually wants to withdraw those petitions because they may be so they may be viewed unfavorably given, you know, the hard economic times we're currently enduring. So this would be kind of this broad tax school choice agreement, if one were reached, would be in lieu of those two ballot tax measures being on the ballot in 2022.
Now tell me, go ahead.
That seems to be the operating theory here, at least.
So the original two bills are probably gone, will not go before the voters, but this one might.
Well, the bill that will certainly go before the voters, unless something changes in the next week, is a tax on mining.
Okay.
And right now, Democrats are choosing what they believe will be the best of three proposals they put forth during last year's second special session, which would increase taxing revenues in ways that either do or don't amend the Constitution. So they're being strategic. We know there will be a bill on the 2022 ballot or a question to raise mining taxes by upwards of $540 million, unless some deal is reached prior. That's how it's looking right now.
So tell me, SB 439, we always talk about funding formulas and how important they are to getting money to school districts, get it into the classroom. What kind of money are we talking about? Is there going to be an increase? And I know that the state education budget has to be the first budget voted out. Tell me where we are, and SB 439, how would it change the funding formula?
So SB 439 is one of these bills they've been working on for the last 2 years. To be honest, Nevada's K-12 funding formula is so technical and complex that I'd be surprised if 20 people in the state fully understood it. But here's what you need to know. What it allows for is an additional $500 million to be invested towards traditional K-12 over the next biennial budget, fiscal years 2021 to 2023. And, of course, this is great news for Dems. They've always wanted this. They were able to get another $500 million without raising taxes. So kudos to them, I guess. But there's a problem here, and a problem that Senator Kiefer pointed out yesterday, and that it's the fact that this new funding formula relies at least partially on federal funds, which we don't know are going to last in perpetuity. So it will likely place upwards pressure on the next legislative session to increase taxes just to maintain current spending levels. So I think it was strategic by the left in that sense. So this is by no means, you know, do not expect the calls to fund education fairly to end anytime soon. We'll continue to hear them. Again, we can keep throwing billions at the same K-12 government school monopoly, or we can try and be innovative and look to other states who have had success, like Florida, with school choice programs who have gone from a bottom 10 to a top 10 state in 15 years with their proliferation of phenomenal school choice programs. We need to utilize that model, not the government school monopoly model.
Again, the voice of Daniel Honcharu, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. That's Nevada Policy Research Institute. Coming up, we're going to talk about a tax increase that is scheduled to be voted today. And it's proposed by a Republican in the Nevada legislature. We'll talk about that and more coming up. No, I'm not joking. It's actually proposed by a Republican on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, mm-hmm. what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part. So we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah.
15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
What a great offer. You'll get the 3-book set and the box set by simply calling or texting 888-702-6932. Call or text 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition. And during the legislature, this is the time that we spend with Daniel Honcharu, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And by the way, this NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos, he'll join us a little bit later on in the program. What a great guy and what a great organization, Nevada Trucking. Daniel, I want to ask you about SB 395. This is a, I guess you could call it kind of a backdoor tax bill, but it's proposed not by the Democrats. We were worried they were going to be proposing tax increases. It's proposed by a Republican. What gives?
It is. It's actually become a bit of a controversial issue because there's a few wrinkles here. The bill is Senate Bill 395. It is on today's General File Assembly, is scheduled for a vote. What it does is merely authorize potential property tax increases in rural counties for the exclusive purposes of public works projects in the realm of K through 12 education, you know, new school buildings, etc. Now, this issue, you know, we are a strong no here. We are a no taxes period organization during this session, shy of a school choice bargaining deal that we had just talked about. But we oppose this bill even though it gives control to locals and puts the issue in the control of voters in local counties. We oppose this because this is putting the cart before the horse. I say that because we have $4.5 billion in federal funds. Most lawmakers don't yet have a clue as to how we're going to utilize or disperse those funds. It is very likely many of those funds can be utilized for precisely the types of purposes and projects that would be funded by this type of tax increase. So we have the federal dollars out there, which an upcoming special session will deal with. But we also, know is too strong, but expect additional taxes on mining to arrive by November 2022. And a lot of those monies will be earmarked for education specifically as well. So our opposition to this bill is on those bases. Yes, we understand there are reasonable arguments in favor of this bill by giving locals more control and not having to bug it down from the state. But now, in this case, we know too little about what revenues are available to us to authorize any new tax increases. Unfortunately, you're right. It was proposed by a Republican, Senator Goko Echea, out of Eureka County. It merely requires a majority vote in both chambers, which it will easily get It was 17-4 in the Senate. It doesn't require two-thirds because it only authorizes and doesn't actually implement new taxes. That's the two-thirds loophole you cited earlier. But that's our stance. And I've been telling lawmakers, and I'll tell you what, I've been getting more calls from lawmakers –